For some it would be a dream to play hockey with Canucks legend Kirk McLean, for others it's a dream to play hockey at all. Now for 54 Greater Victoria kids, that dream is a reality. Hockey 4 Youth, H4Y, started in 2015 with a mission to foster social inclusion for newcomer and marginalized youth. The program provides kids with access to equipment, coaching, and a chance to play a sport they might not have otherwise been able to try. My formative years were spent playing road hockey after school. I got my first set of equipment from a neighbor, Mrs. Brown, who still lives across the street from my mom, said Mozine, Mo, Hashim, the executive director and founder of Hockey 4 Youth, and a second-generation immigrant whose family came to Canada in 1972. It gave me that feeling of being connected to the kids in the community. According to Hashim, 71% of Canadian newcomers want to play hockey, but only 1% will get to. H4Y was founded as a way to get those newcomers off the sidelines. Hashim played hockey through university and eventually founded H4Y with his brother, Nazim Hashim. Now, they've partnered with the Vancouver Canucks, Canucks for Kids, the Greater Victoria and Sooke School Districts, West Shore Parks and Recreation, and the West Shore RCMP to provide free hockey for kids who want to play. What's really important is that these kids are not only showing up with smiles on their faces, but when we ask them for feedback, it's so positive. And that's really special, said Hashim. On March 12, 54 students from schools across Greater Victoria involved in H4Y gathered at Juan de Fuca Arena to take part in their final practice of the season. Before taking the ice, the students gathered to receive a medal from McLean and Hashim in honor of the work they put in this year. The diverse group included kids from Canada, Mexico, Iran, and Peru, among other countries. They were joined by McLean, best known for backstopping the team through most of the 90s and taking them to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now an ambassador for the Canucks, McLean helps grow the game. Finn, the team's lovable, but mischievous, mascot, was also in attendance. Seeing a girl from Iran out there, or a boy from Peru, kids from Mexico and African nations, it's so cool, McLean said of hockey's growing diversity. It's not going to be too long before there are showcase games down in Mexico. Seeing a young fellow, here, from Peru is pretty cool. For McLean, programs like H4Y are essential. It's a no-brainer for us to support this, because that's what we're all about, growing the game, especially at the grassroots level, he said. The game is so pricey now. Once upon a time, it was a blue-collar sport. Now, you need money to play it, and a lot of new Canadian communities are underprivileged kids who can't afford it aren't getting the chance to play. And they want to play. It's a chance many of the kids involved are thankful for. It's been a great opportunity for me. I played ball hockey for most of my life, but I was never able to get into hockey due to the cost and whatnot, said Logan Schulte, a West Shore secondary student. This has been a great opportunity for me to step into the world of ice hockey. It's really opened the doors for me. Schulte said it's been the simple things that have made some of the best memories for him at H4Y. Just stepping on the ice again. I did some power skating when I was younger, but since then, I haven't been on skates. I forgot how much I liked it. I'm just super grateful for it. In ranking his own hockey achievements, which include All-Star teams and Stanley Cup appearances, McLean said getting involved with programs like H4Y is definitely up there. I just love seeing the smiles on their faces. Some of them have never seen ice before, he said. Watching the fun and joy of holding a stick and skating on a quarter-inch blade, it's pretty cool. It's Canadian.